One of the most prominent Australian Quakers was Margaret Watts. Margaret was born in 1892 in Liverpool, England, the daughter of James Herbert Thorpe, a medical practitioner, and Anne Sturge. Her family was steeped in the Quaker tradition, and her parents kept open house for many visitors. She had a happy childhood and attended a Quaker school where she developed a particular interest in archaeology and astronomy. She was encouraged to think for herself, and whilst she developed a strong faith within the Quaker movement, she explored the faith of others. She went to peacemaking classes at Woodbrook College, the Quaker Centre in Birmingham. She became an ardent believer in social equality and socialism, although she did not condone violence. In 1912, Margaret Thorpe travelled to Australia with her parents. She became very involved in the peace movement and was active in the anti-conscription campaigns during the First World War. It was a volatile time, with the community seriously split about conscription. At one public meeting in Queensland, she was knocked down and thrown out, but she returned by another door and mounted the platform to voice her convictions. Her continued dedication to the cause and her public advocacy led her into conflict with those clergy who supported the war. Someone asked her not to make YWCA girls disloyal to king and country. She replied that her goal was to make them supremely loyal to the kingdom of God. She earned much respect from political opponents as well as supporters. After the war, she travelled to Europe to undertake post-war relief work with the Society of Friends. This included working with Quaker teams feeding the hungry children in Russia after the revolution. On her return to Australia, Margaret was appointed the first welfare superintendent of Anthony Horden's department store in Sydney. She also helped to form the City Girls Amateur Sports Association and was its first president. The idea arose when the female employees of six city businesses attempted to hold an inter-firm sports meeting. The association became a vehicle for women to participate in team games and improve their health and fitness, and up to 50 clubs were affiliated during the lifetime of the association, which eventually wound up during the Depression. In 1925, Margaret married Arthur Watts, who had worked in Russia for Save the Children Fund. But they had very different views of trends in Russia, and the marriage ended after 6 years. In 1930, Margaret became welfare officer to the New South Wales Society for Crippled Children, and this position lasted until 1946. In 1947, Margaret Watts helped raise funds in Australia for the British Red Cross and volunteered for service with the Quakers in the post-war reconstruction of Europe, especially Germany. On her return to Australia, she did a lecture tour promoting awareness of the United Nations and helped ensure Australia's first contribution to UNICEF, the UN Children's Fund. She became Executive Secretary of the Good Neighbour Council, working with migrant groups around Australia. This led in 1957 to her being awarded the MBE for her work in helping new settlers. In 1975, she was chosen as Senior Woman of the Year. After her retirement, Margaret Watts spent much time and energy raising funds for the victims of war, notably Vietnamese war orphans and child and adult amputees in that country. She offered hospitality to many at her home, especially Asian students. The meeting for worship remained central to her life, and she ministered vocally in a simple but most moving way. She knew her Bible well and also read modern religious books, but her emphasis was on the heart rather than theology. She died in 1978 at the age of 86. Margaret Watts was an exemplary pacifist, someone who was clear about the underlying religious basis for her religious work and peace. She was courageous and persistent in her commitment, but modest in her manner. On one occasion she wrote, and I quote, "Who are the real national heroes? Surely they are the men and women who do the little things of life in a big way, putting their best energies and interests into their work, and whose friendship has no boundaries." End of quote. This is David Purnell, and I want to acknowledge material published in the Australian Dictionary of Biography, in the Dictionary of Australian Quaker Biography, on the website of Australian Women, and in an online review by Harry Throssell of the book Peace Angel by Hilary Summey, in my preparation for this work, for this talk.